Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
They call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Join me today on today's show is Big Shot Bob.
How's it hanging?
Or BBB, whatever you want to say. Going good, man. Another hot, humid day in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. But it's all right. It feels good, and it's AC.
I would hate to have to be one of those working outside.
Yes. Much props to everybody that works outside in this weather.
I know we do what we got to do, but, man.
Speaking of doing things you got to do, Kirk Cousins and the Redskins did not come to agreement.
Of course not.
For a long-term deal.
Well, we knew that wasn't going to happen. We're not surprised by that. We need more work from Kirk Cousins. You had one pretty good season, but, again, you beat no team that was above 500 last year, and y'all got dismantled in the playoffs. You didn't look great against Green Bay, who doesn't have an awesome defense, on your home field in the playoff game. So, do it again, Kirk. And this $19, $20 million he's getting for this season is not a bad 1 year. Right?
No. I understand from the Redskins' point of view. Right? You don't know what you're going to have. I'm sick of these guys having one good year and then getting paid. You know, you need to see some consistency from these players. Kirk Cousins played really good down the stretch. But do you remember a Carolina Panthers game? I know you're playing the Panthers defense, but dude looked horrible. He looked like Chris Winkie or Jimmy Clausen playing against a team.
Shots
he was
fired.
Completely lost. I mean, did he not look lost to everybody else in the world?
I mean,
when he played good teams, he got destroyed.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, they got a few more weapons. They signed some defensive pieces for Kirk Cousins. It'll be his second full season in Jay Gruden's offense. He should be more comfortable now. We know that Matt Jones is going to be their feature running back. And if Jordan Reed stays healthy, Jordan Reed's going to be
Reed
a top flight tight end.
I know I'm getting him in fantasy.
If I can't get Gronkowski or Jordan Reed or Greg Olsen, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because after that, or Jimmy Graham, I think Jimmy Graham will have a bounce back season.
I think they're going to force it to him. I don't know.
He was at Russell Wilson's wedding, so they got a little bond growing. Off subject. Kirk Cousins, $19 million. Be happy to get $19 million. And play your ass off. You play your ass off. You saw what Andrew Luck just got. You'll get 65, 70 guaranteed, and you play well again.
You play good this season, you'll get a max contract. You'll get a big guaranteed money.
That's the thing. Guaranteed. Yeah. You'll get a nice guarantee from the Washington.
He'll get $100 million. He has a good season. He'll get $100 million because that's where the game's going.
I mean, they gave Ryan Tannehill $95. So, yeah, you can get that, Kirk.
He could get $95, $100.
Absolutely.
You know, he's
– pressure's on, though. pressure is on. You got to win.
You need to perform. This is how it should be, though. You should be – this is coming into your final year of contract. You need to show up. And if you don't want to sign with Washington, don't sign. Go somewhere else. But guess what? You ain't got nowhere else to go. There's not a lot of teams – New York Jets. There's not a lot of teams looking for quarterbacks right now.
Oh, there's a lot of teams looking for quarterbacks. There's not a lot of teams that want to pay.
Right.
For quarterbacks.
Well, I'm talking about if you look at the landscape of the NFL quarterbacks right now, you know, yeah, you got Denver, but they drafted a young quarterback. The Jets have two or three young quarterbacks that they drafted. I mean, they don't want to overpay to bring somebody in.
I don't think Bryce Petty can pay. I know Christian Hackenberger can't play, so the Jets need to do this. But Kirk
you
Cousins,
don't know that. They might.
Kirk Cousins getting paid for this season. I think he'll be all right.
We'll see. You know, some other news. You know, let's talk about this because this is a local guy. He was local. Now he's in Washington. Josh Norman went to the Redskins, and now it's come out. Odell Beckham says the only reason Josh Norman went to an NFC East team is because he wanted to be closer to him so he could keep him stay relevant.
I mean, you know, Odell's going to throw those verbal jabs are starting out. I'm not mad at him. Get in his head. He got in your head big time during the game last year. You get to see him twice. But Josh Norman is going to be okay. He'll be just fine, man. He is a really good corner. We'll see how he does without the system that he was in with us down here in Carolina. With that front seven made him look awesome. But he's
still on the defense. I think that look is going to make him be good. Maybe not great, but at least good. I mean, they got a decent front seven. They ain't got the Panthers front seven.
The Panthers beat them, 44 to what, last year?
They had – remember a couple people was out all year, too, for them. Ryan Kerrigan was out. They have a decent defense. I didn't say better than Panthers now. I said decent.
Josh Norman's got a target on his back. This is the high-dollar guy, the guy with the high price tag, and their quarterbacks are going to be testing him. Wide receivers going to be testing him, and they know he likes to draw, and they can get in his head. So they're going to talk a lot of smack to him. He's ready, though. He's prepared for this moment.
Here's why I'm enjoying. Y'all do all the smack talking you want. I mean, because I haven't heard anything from a team down in Texas right now, so which is fine with me. I want Beckham and Norman to jab all they want because y'all are jabbing for second, third, and fourth place in the division. Second, third, because Philadelphia will be fourth. But y'all are just jabbing. Go ahead and jab. I like it. I'm enjoying it. As a matter of fact, if the first week y'all play, throw a punch at each other, please. I'm good with that. Go ahead.
Why not?
Both y'all get suspended six games. Go ahead. I'm kind of sick of the two because they seem like childs. You know, it's different for me. Deion in the day, you know, Deion Sanders, when he talked, he was it. There was no comparison, though. Everybody knew how great he was. Josh Norman's talking. Come on, man. Go do it now. Odell Beckham. The ego's getting to your head. You're not even the best wide receiver in the division.
What?
You ain't the best.
What?
88 is a lot better than you.
What? I don't know.
He's not better than Dez. Come on, man.
Dez got the booty player. Hands, man. Dez will drop a pass.
All right. We'll see this year. I can tell you right now who's going to have a bigger season.
We'll see.
And it's going to be 88.
And number 9 better stay healthy for 88.
9 will be fine. 9 will be there.
We know number 10 going to be there 16 games for OBJ. No question.
I don't know. We'll see. He's getting old. In the
and he has not missed any games.
He'll miss a game. Speaking of somebody ain't missing no games or any money for any time soon, Von Miller agreed to the deal with the Broncos, 6-year, $114.5 million, $70 million guaranteed.
That's the number he was looking for. Von Miller, way to go. Way to go. He said, Fletcher Cox got what? Okay. I am not going nowhere until y'all give me $70 million. And the Broncos knew this. This is what the Broncos had to do. You kept stiff arming and short arming people such as Brock Osweiler, who you let go, Danny Trevathan, who you lost, all these other players because you didn't want to get max deals. You had to keep Von Miller.
Oh, yeah. Ask Cam Newton.
Von Miller is one of the most impactful players in the league. Probably the most impactful player on the defensive side of the ball because of the disruption he brings when he's coming off that corner.
Ask Cam Newton.
Right.
In Super Bowl 50, ask him what disrupted him the whole game. It was Von Miller. It wasn't anything else.
Why are you bringing up old stuff, man? I'm just saying
it was Von Miller, though.
Von Miller, way to go. Congratulations. Super Bowl MVP. He's having a heck of a year.
The only person I would say maybe more is J.J. Watt. I mean, that really distracts.
Yeah.
Him and J.J. Watt are 1-2 as far as,
there's disruptive impact. Capabilities.
Yeah, impact on defense. Kawhan Short could be up there, but we'll see. See if he signs the deal after this season and everything else. Chandler Jones is another one, but anyway, Eagles wide receiver, we didn't talk about Nelson Aguilar, will not face sexual assault charges. I know y'all talked about it on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, we kind of knew what it was because the next day the girl was like, well, he didn't, so she was real wishy-washy about it. I'm just glad that nothing further came of it. Nelson Aguilar can go back to focusing on playing ball for Philadelphia. Good luck in Philadelphia.
Yep, because he's going to need it. Let's get into the AFC East. Of course, Tom Brady is out for the first four games of the season. He'll be back. They'll be fine. It's the New England Patriots. I guess we'll look at the schedule real fast. Who they lost and they added. They added Chris Long, Terrence Knighton, Chris Hogan, Nate Washington. They drafted Jacoby Brissett out of NC State, just pointing out. Cornerback Cyrus Jones from Alabama. They did lose Chandler Jones, Hakeem Nicks, and Brandon LaFell. Mr. Drops went to Cincinnati.
Who cares?
What, Brandon LaFell?
Brandon LaFell, we don't.
Yeah. They also drafted Joe Thurney, another NC State player, just pointing out. So we'll see. They open up at Arizona, and then they're home to Miami the second week of the season.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
They can win the Miami game for sure. Because I don't know how good Miami's going to
be. Jimmy Garoppolo. The Arizona game is going to be tough, no question. The Patriots will be prepared to play, no doubt.
Yeah, at Arizona week one, home to Miami week two, home to Houston week three, home to Buffalo week four. That's the four games Brady's going to miss. Three of the four games are at home, opening up. And then they're at Cleveland week five. So basically first five weeks.
Sorry, man, Cleveland, week five. If you got Tom Brady, you better start him that week because he's going to eat Cleveland.
Did the NFL know this on purpose? Hey, we'll suspend Tom Brady 4 weeks and then bring him back week five against the Browns. I mean, could you write a script any better? The guy's out 4 games. Who you playing when he comes back? The Browns.
Oh, man, I'm about to have me a big week this week. I don't care. Brady's going to miss 4 games. The Patriots are still going to win this division. No problem. No question.
If you get in the draft, I'm going to throw a sleeper out for you week five already. Chris Hogan, the wide receiver they signed from Buffalo, who is another Edelman type of receiver. You may want to start him week five of the season.
You think he'll get some throws?
They're playing the Browns.
I'm starting Rob Gronkowski.
Chris Hogan. I'm telling you, play Chris Hogan that week. You'll get some points. Besides that, they did trade away Chandler Jones, but they added Chris Long. We'll see. Terrence Knighton's huge in the middle. That is a huge pickup. Cyrus Jones, the cornerback, you know, they let go of Browner as well. They didn't put Brandon Browner. He left.
He was trash anyway.
Yeah, so that was 2 years ago. But, you know, they're like Alabama. They just keep reloading.
As long as 12 can take snaps for them, they'll be all right. They're just hoping Jimmy Garoppolo can go 2-2. He goes 2-2, they're fine.
Are we both agreeing that they win the division again?
Oh, hell yes. Do you trust – I don't trust nobody else in that division to do nothing. Jets don't even have a quarterback.
Every single season we always say – I say we know the devil – I'd rather go with the devil I know than I don't know. And I know the Patriots, and I know what they do. You know, no one stepped up. You don't know what Miami's going to do. You don't know what Jets going to do. You don't know what the Bills are going to do.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to all lose to the Patriots in this division again. That's what they always do. Ryan Tannehill is trash. Tyrod Taylor, I'm not 100% sold on. Sammy Watkins is still recovering from a foot injury. And the Jets have no quarterback. I'm not putting any money on Geno Smith, Bryce Petty, Christian Hackenberger, whoever the Jets want to line up. It's not going to work.
Well, I am going to go. The next thing we're going to talk about is the New York Jets. Mohammed Wilkerson agreed to the 5-year, $85 million deal. They added Matt Forte, Jarvis Jenkins.
Did Wilkerson take the deal?
Yeah. Yep.
Good for him.
I can't remember how much guaranteed it was. But they drafted Darren Lee, Christian Hackenberg, and Justin Burse, a cornerback from NC State. Just pointing out. And then they let go of DeMario Davis. Damian Harrison went to the Giants. Kyrus Ivey went to the Jags. And Stephen Ridley also left. Like, they still don't have Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, you know, who knows? I mean, Matt Forte is on the other side of 30 now. So, mm-hmm. You know, how much does he have left? How much does he have in him?
I don't know, man. It's a scary number when running backs hit 30, 31. The drop-off. And, I mean, it's a huge drop-off for running backs.
Now, the good news is they do have two good wide receivers. You know, in Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker. But they got to have somebody to throw them the ball.
Ding, right? Ding, 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 ding.
They open up. They're open up at home against Cincinnati. They're week two at Buffalo. Week three at Kansas City. Week four, home to Seattle. And then they go on the road at Pittsburgh, at Arizona. All right. Home to Baltimore. Home at Cleveland. At Miami. Home to L.A. week 10. Then they don't have a bye week until week 11.
Man.
Then they got New England and Indy at home week 12, 13. Then they play at San Francisco, home to Miami, at New England, home to Buffalo to finish out. I'm going to say this, all right? Ryan Fitzpatrick is not in training camp. They may lose six of their first eight games. I mean, because you open up Cincinnati, Buffalo, on the road at Kansas City, Seattle, Pittsburgh, Arizona, it doesn't get any easier.
Week one, loss. Week two, at Buffalo, loss. Because they got no quarterback. Loss.
And Rex Ryan knows the Jets.
Week four, loss. Week five, loss. Week six, loss. Week seven, they may be able to beat Baltimore. Their first win probably won't come to week eight
right.
against Cleveland.
Their schedules, and then they got L.A., who knows, you know. Miami.
But it's at Cleveland. They might think they're going to – what if they start 0-10?
It's possible. I mean, it's a good possibility they might start 0-10.
I don't think they can start 0-10, though. Their defense is still pretty good. But it's a good possibility they can go 0-10, man.
I've got to tweet Mike Greenberg. How did you pick them to go 15-1?
Because he's a Jets fan.
I know. Listen, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I never say
in his team.
This is tough, man. I mean, look at their you don't have a bye week until week 11. That's tough on a team that doesn't have a quarterback because they need that quarterback and those receivers to be in rhythm. and especially if you're Ryan Fitzpatrick coming off a career year. First of all, what does the Patriots record go? What do you think?
11-5, 12-4. But let's go 11-5.
11-5. I will go. 11-5 sounds good. The AFC, to me, they are the AFC favorites by far.
Oh, yeah. Peyton Manning this year either.
I do think the Jags, we'll talk about later, will be one of the top three teams in the AFC. But, you know, after the Patriots, man.
But it's them or Pittsburgh right now? Them or Pittsburgh?
The Jets, what do they finish in the division? What's with their record?
With their quarterback, they're going to overall record 4-12.
Fourth in the division?
Probably last in the division. Quarterback play is so vital. They maybe can pick up a win against Miami because Miami is good for giving away W's because of their quarterback.
I'm going to go 3-13. Because you, sir, have Geno Smith as your starting quarterback most likely. And who knows? I'll go 3-13, even though I do like Todd Bowles. And that defense is not bad, but you lost Damian Harrison. You did sign Wilkerson to a long-term deal. So
look, and don't forget, DeBrickishaw Ferguson retired, didn't he? So you lost offensive line help. You got Matt Forte, who's old, in your backfield. And you have no quarterback play. None.
Nothing.
4-12, 3-13.
Dallas has better backup quarterback right now.
Man. Oh, well. Yeah. Not my team.
Buffalo Bills. They added Robert Blanton. They drafted Shaq Lawson, Reggie Ragland, and Cardale Jones. They did lose Mario Williams, Stephon Charles, Ladeus McKelvin, and Chris Hogan. Looking at their schedule.
The Buffalo Bills.
Tyrod Taylor's coming into his last year of his contract.
So he's going to play outstanding because he wants to be paid.
I think he's going to try to. I don't know how good he's going to be able to play.
Well, week one for them is very interesting at Baltimore. Tyrod Taylor gets to go back to the team he was on for five seasons before he got to come to Buffalo.
So, at Baltimore, yeah, that's a good opening game. Then they're home to the Jets, home to Arizona, at New England, at L.A., home to San Francisco, at Miami, home to New England, at Seattle, and then a bye week, week 10. They come off the bye week. They're at Cincinnati, home to Jacksonville, at Oakland. Mm-hmm. Home to Pittsburgh, home to Cleveland, home to Miami, and at the Jets to finish out the season.
Man, after the bye week at Cincinnati, the Jaguars, who, if they're healthy, has a high power offense, at Oakland, who is a growing team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, their last three games are winnable. They could win those last three games. If they're right on the cusp and they win those last three games, they could make a playoff spot. I see four, five wins. Six. I can see 8-8 for this team again. Probably 9-7. Let's say 9-7 for them.
I can – listen, I think Baltimore is going to be much, much improved this year because everybody's going to be healthy.
Oh, yeah.
I think Harbaugh is going to have them motivated. I think they're going to be a lot better this year. Arizona, of course, will be one of the best teams in the NFC. L.A., who knows? At Seattle is going to be a nightmare, and then they go on a bye week after that. I'm still not sold on Tyrod Taylor. So I'm going to go – you went what?
I'm going to say 9-7 because I think –
third in the division or second?
Second. Because we know Miami ain't going to win any games.
And you say what, 9-7?
9-7.
I'm going to say – I'm going to go ahead and put them down for third in the division. I'm going to say 7-9 because I'm not so – Tyrod Taylor,
I put more stock in Tyrod than I do in Tannehill.
I'll go with Tannehill a little bit above Tyrod. Not much.
What's Tannehill's overall record as a starter?
Look,
in the gutter.
For the additions he's got this year, This is win or lose. This year, hey, you got people, you got weapons, you better win. So we'll
all they
see.
Do is lose, 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 yeah. No matter what.
If they weren't made that record, that would be that one. Miami Dolphins. Arian Foster signs a 1-year deal worth $1.5 million with extra $2 million in incentives. I think it's a great deal. If he stays healthy, it could be a great addition to this team.
30-plus-year-old running back coming off multiple seasons of multiple injuries.
I know.
Behind the offensive line that isn't
Don't forget Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, yeah. Man, maybe Laramie got that medical marijuana for Arian to get him healthy so we can see the Arian Foster of 4 years ago. This Arian Foster right now, this guy that's about to be running the rock for Miami, I'm not trying to draft him.
But they added Jeremiah Bushrod, Mario Williams, Andre Branch, Arian Foster. They drafted Laramie Tunsil and Kenyon Drake. They did lose Rashard Matthews, which is a huge loss. Olivier Vernon, they lost to the Giants. Lamar Miller, Derek Shelby, Brent Grimes, and Quentin Coples. Matthews is a huge, huge loss, but I think they added a huge one, Kenyon Drake. You know, he has that speed and that breakaway that they probably need a lot of. If you look at their schedule.
The Dolphins. They always seem to get one against the New England Patriots, though, every year.
They'll probably at least get one game against, you know, win one game against New England. I mean, and they need to do it early. They open up week one against at Seattle.
Loss.
All right. At New England. That's a winnable game without Tom Brady. They better win that game.
They better win that
They
one.
Need to circle that game on their calendar and win. Home to Cleveland the next week. That should be a win. At Cincinnati.
Loss.
Home to a much, much improved Tennessee team. Then home to Pittsburgh.
Loss.
home to Buffalo. The good news is they have a bye week, week 8, which is a good time to have one. And
but
then,
damn, look at these next four games for them after the bye week.
Home to the Jets, home to at San Diego, at L.A., home to San Francisco.
All winnable games.
Those are four games you better win.
Those are winnable
games. If you're going to win this division or make the playoffs. Then at Baltimore, home to Arizona, at the Jets, at Buffalo, and at home to New England.
New Year's Day, home.
That is huge. You open up. You play the second game of the season at New England. Then you don't have to see them again until Week 17,
which will be a loss, unless New England isn't playing for anything. Because they already got the division wrapped up, but they still like to kick Miami's ass every time.
If they don't, it sets up perfect for Miami to at least be a wild card team in this division.
But they won't because it's the Dolphins and Tannehill.
So what are you saying? Third in the
division?
6-10. 6-10?
6-10. They'll pick up wins maybe against San Francisco. I don't want to pass judgment on San Francisco too quickly because San Francisco, with the Chip Kelly system, if Colin Kaepernick finds his confidence again, can be a pretty all right team, especially in the West, NFC West.
I am going to go different than you, of course. Do I give them 10?
You're going to give Miami 10 wins? No. What?
I'll give them 9. I'll give them 9-7. I think they win 9. Look at the schedule.
I'm looking.
The schedule is set up.
Schedule is
for
set
Miami.
Up for Miami to be a contender.
They added,
but they won't because their quarterback is.
I don't understand why you hate him so much. He got your quarterback paid. If
just
it wasn't for Ryan Tannehill, your quarterback wouldn't have got $100 million.
Yes, he would have.
No, he wouldn't have.
He would have got $120 million. No. Ryan Tannehill didn't take such a cheap deal.
Ryan Tannehill got $95 million. Cam Newton took the deal before the Super Bowl. Now, if he would have took it after the Super Bowl, after this past season, he would have got $125 million. And $100 guaranteed almost probably. But Tannehill got your quarterback paid, so should be happy with that. All right, so we both agree New England wins the division. We disagree a little bit with the second-place team and third place. I think we all pretty much agree. We both agree the Jets are going to be bad. So they finished last in the division. It will be interesting to see. But they need to come out. You know, Miami needs to come out and be strong that first couple, because they got a lot of winnable games those first couple weeks.
True or false?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
In case you didn't know, we are going to play a little game of true or false. Real fast, Jimmy Garoppolo will go 4-0 during his starts for the Pats.
False.
False as well. Bryce Petty will start more games for the Jets than any other quarterback on the team.
False.
True.
What?
Yep. Geno will be hurt week two. He'll get another.
Why? Is one of his teammates going to punch him in the face again?
No, I think he'll get benched. Tyrod Taylor will pass for 3,000 yards and 30-plus touchdowns.
Can I go true false? Because he will hit 3,000 yards. He won't hit 30 touchdowns.
False. I think he'll get maybe 2,000. Ryan Tannehill will have the most wins in the division as a quarterback this season.
False.
True. Who's going to have more wins?
Brady, when Brady come back.
If Brady missed the first four games.
He's still going to win 10?
He might not. He might win 8.
Next 12?
So how many games does Tom Brady win?
He wins at least 10. 10?
All right.
9 at the least. But 10.
So 9. All right, that's right, because you picked the Dolphins only win 6.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to say true. I think he does have the most wins in the division because everybody else is hurt or won't play. A team other than the Pats will win the AFC East.
False.
Absolutely false. Absolutely. There's no way. False. I could see Miami, if they win that week two game, it could happen this year. It could. But they have to win that week two game against New England. Let's go into our dummies of the week.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
Since we didn't have a show last week, I've got a lot of dummies. Do you have any?
Cyborg Santos for having his forehead collapsed in by Kevin Page. My God, man. Don't come in with Jeff Lee leading with your face in a mixed martial arts fight. That's the best way to get your face caved in.
If you haven't seen the picture, please look at this. It's brutal. And people want to talk about concussions in football and basketball or baseball and different sports. UFC, MMA, man, this is what can happen.
This is worse than his whole forehead is punctured in. Gosh.
Yeah.
Damn. That's tough, man.
Got any more?
That's all I got. That's the one that's sticking out in my head right now.
Joseph Randall.
Again? What'd he do now?
He threatened a jail deputy, yelling at him, saying he would kill him if he didn't get his phone call.
What is wrong with this guy? Damn.
You, sir,
are an idiot.
You're a dummy. You're a true dummy. If there was a award for this, which
we're gonna have
is,
to just rename it the Joseph Randall Award.
I think we do that, the Joseph Randall Dummy of the Week Award.
Right.
I mean, really.
Really, this was just going to start calling.
We have done. He's been on the list at least 6 times in the past 2 months.
2 months. It was going to Johnny Manziel for a while, but Joseph Randall, man, you just an idiot.
Why are you threatening a deputy inside the jail, man?
I'm going to get my phone call. I'm going to whip your ass from behind these bars. Yeah, that's real smart. Mr. Randall?
Well, he definitely gets one. The next one, Draymond Green arrested for alleged assault after someone was harassing him. From what's coming out now, it was a Michigan State football player, college football player, that was harassing him.
Talking that stuff smacked the hell out of him.
He slapped him. After reading that, I don't really give him a dummy. I give the other guy a dummy. You just got slapped.
Charles Barkley, in an interview, he was saying how the violence needs to stop. But then he was like 2 minutes later, he was saying, oh man, Draymond slapping that kid was the best thing ever. Everybody should slap somebody. But you were just saying, we got to stop the violence. But you saying that Draymond slapping a kid is cool.
You're talking about, stop the violence. Let's talk about Isaiah Crowell.
Crowell.
He posts a Instagram picture of a cop getting his throat slashed. Listen, I'm not condoning any violence, but come on, dude, really?
That sounds like a pot trolling, man.
I wanted to put it there, but,
it's a dummy move, definitely.
Come on. I mean, seriously, inappropriate, bad, just bad all around. Cleveland Browns resorting to Groupon to sell season tickets.
I thought Cleveland sells out.
They usually do. They're getting the Groupon now.
They need to give deals because their team is that bad.
A Cubs fan knocked out unconscious after jumping onto the field.
Don't jump on the field, fans. Please. Folks, stay in your seats. Listen, what they're there for.
Please stop jumping into stands. Stop running down ramps at WWE events. Stop this madness. This is stupid. Enjoy the game that you're at, especially Chicago. I mean, you're at Wrigley Field. And then last but not least, Jerry Richardson statue. Why does it look like Jimmy Johnson? It looks like Jimmy Johnson. I mean, has anyone seen how huge this statue is?
This thing is huge, man. They got him between two Panthers holding a football. The football looks like it's the size of a Buick.
Now, somebody made sense that, you had to make him bigger than the Panthers because you didn't want it to look like he's being eaten by the Panthers. I mean, look at this thing, man.
Oh, yeah, that's your new view when you walk into Bank of America Stadium this year.
My question is, how much money did this cost? Did this cost him or the city of Charlotte?
This cost the city of Charlotte.
What?
An undisclosed amount to build this for Mr. Richardson.
What? If I'm the city of Charlotte, you should be upset. Yeah. I mean, really.
This man brought the Carolina Panthers to Charlotte.
He didn't win a Super Bowl.
So he's been in two. He's a co-founder of Denny's. Who doesn't love Denny's?
Listen, we've already named the UNCC football stadium after him.
And he brought
a street.
He built stadium. He put money out of his own pocket.
He didn't build the stadium. The taxpayers have paid to build the stadium. Well, do all these upgrades.
He funded most of the money for the stadium.
He didn't pay all the. He didn't do Jerry Jones. I'll pay for the whole thing. Don't give me that.
Denny's ain't got billions of dollars. They got hundreds of millions of dollars. They got billions of dollars.
It's a 13-foot statue. 13-foot.
That's not too big. That's
for
not
his
too bad.
80th birthday. I understand putting Sam Mills.
Sam Mills only played 2 years as a Carolina Panther. He's better known for being a New Orleans Saint.
A 13-foot statue. 13. You know how much money that costs Charlotte?
No, they didn't tell me. Does it say?
I'm looking.
It's not that much. It's not like it's a solid gold statue or a statue made of Swarovski crystals. Or platinum or white gold or anything. It's just a statue, man. You can build a statue for a good amount.
It will always represent a symbol of heartfelt appreciation and gratitude to the Richard family for everything they have done for us as partner fans and community. All I know you've done for the community and the fans is build you a 13-foot statue in front of the stadium.
He hate Mr. Richardson.
I'm not
We know that's what you've done. Your family has done for the city of Charlotte, for the state of North Carolina, we know and we respect it, man. That's why you get this statue, man. Way to go, Mr.
Really?
Richardson.
Okay. All the hatred that my owner gets in Dallas, I just want to point this out. Have you ever seen a statue in front of the stadium? Because have you ever seen a statue in front? By the way, this owner has how many Super Bowl wins? We have three. Okay.
Well, he is the original founder of the Cowboys.
How many Jerry Richardson Super Bowl wins?
He should at least have one.
Zero.
But we got cheated.
It doesn't matter. The score is the same. Zero. But Jerry,
how many rings have they had since they've been in the league the same time together?
Hey, it doesn't matter. One. We got one at least.
That was what, 95? We came in the following year.
No, you came in 94. So, you know, one. But still, my point is Jerry Richardson built a 13-foot statue in front of the stadium.
He didn't build it. He didn't say, go build me a statue.
By the way, he didn't build it. He didn't even pay for the statue to go up. I want to see how much this thing costs.
It was a show of gratitude for the man that brought football, the NFL, to Charlotte, North Carolina.
They build him a little statue.
A little statue?
Build him a
you
statue
don't build a little
Jerry.
Statue? What really? Kind of stuff is that? The it's not like it's going in the office.
You know who deserves a statue? Cam Newton deserves a statue more than Jerry Richardson.
Why does Cam Newton deserve a statue?
Because he's the one that put you on the map.
What? Carolina been on the map for
when,
a while.
Since when?
Since
when?
Jake DeLome, Steve Smith, and all the great defense,
baloney.
Julius Peppers.
Cam Newton is
what?
The one that put you on the map.
Carolina been around for a while. They were picking Carolina
really?
To go to Super
really?
Bowls
when?
Years ago.
When?
When Jake DeLome and the boys were
when
running.
When they choked in Arizona? Yeah, I remember that game.
Man, don't talk.
You remember that one?
Stuff right. happens. Stuff happens.
But my
Arizona
point is,
went in hot.
It's not been bad like it was with Steve Smith and Jake DeHome is not the same as it is now. All right. Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly, Cam Newton more than Luke Kuechly, has put Charlotte back on the map more than it was then. But Jerry Richardson, I'm just saying, 13-foot statue?
He deserves it. Well
what?
Deserved. Let's go, Mr. Richardson.
So you, anybody that does anything for the Panthers, you think we should build a statue?
If he founded a team in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we had no team?
Yes or no. If my owner, Jerry Jones, built a 13-foot statue in front of Dallas Cowboys Stadium, what would have been your thoughts?
Who cares? Great for him.
No, no. How
for
much
real?
Shade you be throwing at
I
would
be
Cowboys?
Throwing no shade at Jerry Jones.
Yes, you
if
would.
You feel like
yes,
you
would.
You know, you want to.
Come on.
You know,
be
deity,
real.
Deify yourself, whatever the word I'm looking for.
You got to be real with me. Come on. You know you
be
throwing shade.
I wouldn't be hating on Jerry Jones. Yes, I hate on Jerry Jones when he out here playing like he a playboy. But
everybody in Charlotte would absolutely be going crazy on Jerry Jones if he built a 13-foot statue of himself.
It would be
in front
it
of
it would
the stadium.
Be different if he was the original founder of the Cowboys. But he's not.
If
this guy is the original founder of the Carolina
But what
Panthers.
Has he done? He founded the team. Okay, he brought a team to Carolina. But what has he done? I mean, seriously, what has
Two
he done?
Two Super Bowl appearances, multiple
what
NFC
What does second place mean? What does second place
it
mean?
It means you got a chance to play in the biggest game of the season, the game that every team plays, dreams of playing in.
Playing
every
in Super Bowl means squad douche.
It means
it
you
means
had
zero.
A chance. You had a chance.
It means you had a chance, but it still means you squad dudes.
And
you
there's,
got zero.
There's four franchises that have never been to a Super Bowl that would love
no, no,
to just
sure.
even smell the Super Bowl.
No, and we but we live – I'm just saying, if Jerry Jones built a stadium – and matter of fact, I'm going to post it on our Facebook page today. If Jerry Jones built a 13-foot statue in front of Dallas Cowboys Stadium, what would your thoughts be? And people would be all over him.
People would not be mad at all.
Baloney. Baloney.
They built a statue of Robert Griffin outside the new Baylor Stadium.
Well, that's different. He put Baylor on the map.
He didn't put Baylor on the
no,
map.
No, he did. He helped put Baylor football back on the map. Tell me another football player that came out of Baylor since in the
Josh
last 50
Gordon.
Years. Who?
Josh Gordon.
The only reason he's in news is because he's failed 5 drug tests. In the last 2 years. I mean, tell me a person on the field of football that has done anything for Baylor.
Art Browse.
Now you're reaching now. You're just reaching for names, man. But anyway, that is it for this segment of the show. We got one more show coming up. You know, I just want to get I just want to get Biz Shot going, which I have. But please, let me know. How would you feel if Jerry Jones built a 13-foot statue in front of the stadium?
They wouldn't be mad at all, man. Oh,
baloney, man. Anything
go ahead, Mr.
Cowboys
Jerry
does,
Jones. Put your statue out there.
All right. Well, that's the end of this segment of the show. You are listening to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes, and iHeartRadio.
Soppies.
You can catch us everywhere.
Man, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire. Man, I'm too hot.